This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli tanks took up positions at the gates of Gaza City's main hospital on Monday, the chief target in Israel's battle to seize control of the northern half of the Gaza Strip, and where medics said patients, including newborns, were dying for lack of fuel. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday Shifa Hospital must be protected and that he hoped there'd be less intrusive action there. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Volunteers on Monday worked to clean blood splattered on walls and floors of a community that came under attack by Hamas militants on October 7th. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Blood stains left from the deadly Hamas attack on October 7th were painstakingly wiped away from homes in Kfar Aza, a ravaged kibbutz near the border with Gaza. The Israeli community was one of the hardest hit in last month's attack.
We are here today to clean up the houses after we collected all the bodies.
Volunteers like Jamal Waraki worked to absorb the blood splattered on floors and walls of houses in an effort to collect all human remains of the victims killed by Hamas militants, part of a Jewish custom to bring all found human remains to burial.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Israeli authorities say at least 52 people were killed in Kfar Aza. The Israeli government released a video on Monday of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with commanders and soldiers near the Gaza Strip fence and thanking them for their service. Israel launched its campaign last month to annihilate Hamas, the militant group which runs the Gaza Strip, after Hamas fighters rampaged through southern Israel, killing civilians. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak brought back former leader David Cameron as foreign minister on Monday in a reshuffle triggered by his firing of Interior Minister Suella Braverman after her criticism of police threatened his authority. It was the latest reset for a prime minister whose Conservative Party is badly lagging the Labour Party before an expected election next year. Cameron's return suggested Sunak wanted to bring in a more centrist, experienced hand rather than appease the populist right of his party, which backed Braverman. The U.S. is hosting the annual APEC Summit of World Leaders this week in San Francisco. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports it's the first time it's been in the U.S. since 2011.
Protesters took to the streets over the weekend. Workers' rights, the environment, the Israel-Hamas war, some of the issues they say need to be addressed at APEC. Bay Climate Action's Will Wiltsko.
It can't just be a race to the bottom, and it can't be business as usual.
Headlining the summit, a meeting between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Export controls, tension over Taiwan, just some of the issues facing the two. Biden is said to be determined to restore military-to-military communications that Beijing largely withdrew from after then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan in August of 2022. I'm Julie Walker.
Fledgling U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson struggled on Monday to get his fellow Republican Party majority members to back his plan to avert a partial government shutdown this weekend. As opposition grew among lawmakers on the hard right, Johnson can afford to lose no more than 4 Republican votes on legislation opposed by Democratic Party members. Congress is engaged in its third fiscal showdown this year following a months-long spring standoff over the nation's more than $31 trillion in debt, which brought the federal government to the brink of default. Several major Australian ports are resuming operations after shutting down due to a cyber attack, authorities have said who might be to blame. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The shutdown of several terminals followed a cyber attack on Australia's second largest port operator. DP World Australia said it was aware of malicious activity inside its computer network last Friday and shut down its systems in response. The logistics company handles about 40% of all freight into and out of Australia. Terminals in Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney and Fremantle in Western Australia have been affected, leaving cargo and containers stranded on the docks. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.